Hi Tanya, hi Ricardo.
Hi, hi Miriam.
And this Thursday is different than any other Thursdays.
Why?
By common meditation for unfortunate event. True?
Yeah, it's a particular Thursday, yes.
So what we just done?
No, we received a proposal that through internet they are asking all over the world to the people meditate about this disaster in Japan with a nuclear plant. And since do we believe in Yasuda Emoto's work, that he says that the water is totally modified by the prayer of the people and was scientifically proved many times, then we came here and joined the people to send our love and light to the oceans and expect help a little bit to improve the situation.
What was the prayer?
It was just an intentional prayer of sending to ask the water to receive our to receive our sorry for the damage and to change into its harmonious structure and to cool down the reactors.
Masaru Emoto was in Oroville, yeah?
No, I don't think so. But he's very famous all over the world with his water crystals and the effect on prayers or natural springs on the crystal structure of the water.
Otherwise, you're also working with the common meditations and prayers, eh?
Yeah, usually when I come to know that the people are gathering together with a specific meditation, I join the people because I do believe that our prayers modify the healing of the people, the healing of the planet, and it's a very good practice to do. And the more people join, it's the better.
How did you heard about it?
I heard from many people already from Europe, and then Darius was the last one.
And you?
Yeah, through internet I received a mass mail communication coming from all over the world. The people are gathering all over the world at 12 o'clock local time with the same purpose. Then if millions of people are asking for forgiveness to the nature for the damage we are doing, actually damage has a power of self-healing, and we do believe in that.
Sure.
Yeah,
I believe rather in the contact with water as a being, as a conscious being. We also work with it in Auroville, in Pichandik, along with Jean-Francois, with the water of consciousness. It's the same principle, that the water is transformed. I feel the difference. I feel that the water responds.
Responds on what? To prayer?
Yeah, the water responds to, can get in contact, or one can contact water.
So you really perceive it as a living consciousness?
Yeah.
What about the grass and
also
stones?
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Everything has the spark of God in it. Then it's just us that we are cut off, because our culture, that as soon as you realize that consciousness is everywhere, then what is the difference?
Thank you.
Thank you.